All right, welcome back, everyone. We're ready for another deep dive, and this time,
I'm excited for this one.
yeah, me too. This time, we're going to be taking a look at some of the major themes in the first part,
Okay.
the book of Isaiah.
Awesome.
So chapters 1 through 39.
Great.
And we're going to be looking
I look
at,
forward to it.
Isaiah, themes of remnant, sovereignty, servant, and Messiah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So we're going to be unpacking concepts like the remnant, God's sovereignty, and this mysterious servant figure.
Yeah, those are all big ones in Isaiah. He was really grappling with some really big questions about the fate of his people.
Right, exactly.
And these are kind of the answers that he comes to.
Yeah. And so let's start with this idea of the remnant. So the source talks about how it's this group of faithful people who maintain their covenant with God even during exile. So even when things are falling apart, it's like that ember of faith that keeps burning. So what do you think about the significance of the remnant?
Well, I think that it's important to remember that the remnant is more than just survivors, right? They represent the enduring promise of God's covenant.
Okay.
So you think about, the rebuilding of the temple after the exile, that was the remnant in action, right? That was them coming back together and saying, we're still here, God is still with us, and we're going to rebuild.
That's an excellent point. It's not just about surviving, but it's about rebuilding, carrying that forward.
Right.
And that leads us to another theme, which is God's sovereignty. So the source highlights how Isaiah understood that God was sovereign over all nations and everything in the world. What implications does this have for understanding Isaiah's message?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, think about Isaiah's world for a second.
Okay.
It was filled with political turmoil, constantly under threat from these powerful empires. Can you imagine the comfort and security that comes from saying, you know what? God is ultimately in control. God is ruling over everything.
Yeah.
That's huge. But it wasn't just comforting, was it? I mean, it was also a challenge to those who place their trust in other gods or worldly powers.
That's a good point. So it's adding another dimension to this message.
Absolutely.
So if God is sovereign over everything, does that mean that everything is predetermined? What does that mean for free will?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I
Yeah.
mean, this is a tension that theologians have been wrestling with for centuries, right? Isaiah seems to suggest that God has a plan, a grand design, but how human choice fits into that is still very much up for debate. But I think it's more about understanding that, even in our darkest moments, even when things seem completely out of control, there's this higher power at work.
Right. So it's kind of like, even if we don't understand it, it's about having that anchor in the chaos.
Exactly.
That's a good way to put it. So speaking of figures who kind of navigate these challenging landscapes, let's talk about the servant. The source points out that this figure has a fluid, multi-layered identity. Who exactly is the servant?
Yeah, that's what makes the servant so fascinating,
Yeah.
is in some passages, the servant seems to represent the nation of Israel as a whole, striving to live out its covenant with God. Like you think about Isaiah 49, and he said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified."
Wow, that's a very clear picture.
Right, but it's not always that clear cut.
No, it's not.
The servant can also represent the faithful remnant within Israel.
Okay.
Right. So those who remain true to God, even when the nation as a whole is kind of going astray. And then there's this added layer of the coming Messiah,
Right.
figure who will ultimately redeem God's people. And then some scholars even go so far as to say that the servant might represent Isaiah himself,
Wow.
the prophet who's struggling to deliver God's message to the sometimes resistant audience.
So it's like this one figure embodies all these different facets of faithfulness and struggle.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
What kind of challenges did the servant face? I mean, it couldn't have been easy.
Oh, absolutely not. The source talks about, he talks about the difficulties that the servant encountered, especially when he was speaking truth to power and facing rejection.
Yeah.
Imagine having to deliver a message of warning, knowing that God's wrath awaits those who don't listen.
That takes incredible courage,
Right.
so much courage.
How do you withstand that pressure?
Well, it all comes back to that theme of sovereignty, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The servant is ultimately empowered by God,
Okay.
strengthened for the task that's
Right.
been set before him. And I think, for us, it's a reminder that even when things seem impossible, we're not alone in our struggles.
Right. So we have the remnant representing resilience and this enduring power of faith. We've got God's sovereignty offering stability and purpose in this world of chaos.
And then we've got the servant, this complex figure embodying these different aspects of faithfulness, struggle, and ultimately redemption.
And you know what? It really, this multifaceted nature of the servant, it raises this really thought-provoking question for me.
What's that?
If this one figure can represent so many different things at once, what does that tell us about our own potential? What roles are we called to embody in service to something larger than ourselves?
That's a powerful thought to leave us with. Food for thought for all of you out there. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.